RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, Headline News, and News in Brief.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news for the headlines. Indonesian government to boost regional partnership through Grow Asia Forum. Disturbances make President Zuma cancels his presence at Asian African Conference. New Asian African Strategic Partnership is a new window for Asia Africa countries. Now the news in detail. Indonesia, along with several countries, decided to increase its regional partnership through the Grow Asia Forum that involves 150 officials from ASEAN member states, global and regional sectors, organizations and international donors, farmer organizations and academic research institutions. Agriculture Minister Andi Amran Sulaiman underlined the importance of a strong regional partnership in the public and private sector during a press conference on Sunday, April 19, 2015. The minister also explained the importance of a synergy between the public and private sector in order to achieve agricultural development and long-term food sustainability in relations to improving farmers' welfare, especially in the ASEAN region. The Grow Asia Forum is facilitated by the World Economic Forum in cooperation with ASEAN Secretariat to support multilateral cooperation in an effort to create a sustainable agricultural development in Southeast Asia. The disturbances in the country have made South African President to cancel his attendance in the Asian African Conference in Jakarta, Indonesia. The detail will be reported by Dawlat Pane.
The unconducive condition in South Africa has made President Jacob Zuma to cancel his presence at the 60th anniversary of the Asian African Conference. Since the commemoration of the 60th years of Asian African Conference is important for South Africa, therefore, President Zuma appointed Vice President Cyril Ramaphosa to replace him. It was revealed by the South African Foreign Minister Maite Emilie Kowana Mashabane after meeting with her counterpart Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi on the sidelines of the Asian African Conference held in Jakarta Convention Center. According to Emilie Kowana, the situation in her country is under control. However, President Zuma feels the need to be in the country.
The situation is fully under control, but President wanted to be there to continue to give our people assurance and also in finding long-term solutions. Issues are economic, but no amount of pressures should ever make our people to turn against each other, and also no lives should be lost, despite whichever frustration that our people will come across.
Emilie Kwana also said that President Jacob Zuma already told her to convey South Africa's commitment to continue to enhance economic cooperation between Indonesia and South Africa. On that occasion, Minister Emilie Kwana also invited Indonesia to attend the media summit of the African Union, which will take place in South Africa. Dalat Pani reporting from the Asia African Conference, Jakarta Convention Center.
New Asian African Strategic Partnership will open new opportunity for cooperation among Asia Africa countries. This was conveyed by Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno LP Marsudi in his remark at the opening ceremony of the 60th anniversary of Asia-African Conference on Monday in Jakarta. Minister Retno Marsudi said the partnership will be a bridge among the countries in the two regions.
MAPS provide a practical approach which focuses on 8 areas of cooperation. The document does not only stop on priorities areas of cooperation, but goes beyond such priorities. It contains operational mechanism which entail the full cooperation of Asian-African countries so as to ensure its effective implementation.
Minister Retno LP Marsudi further ensured there will be formed a comprehensive new Asian-African strategic partnership framework in a new phase of Asia-Africa cooperation. She added, it is an opportunity for Asia-African countries to participate in more intensive structure and systematic cooperation. According to the minister, as the chairman of Indian Association of ASEAN Region for 2015-2017 period, Indonesia will increase cooperation and maritime connectivity to shorten the distance between continents of Asia and Africa. All delegates of the senior official meeting have agreed on the draft content of declaration on Palestine before it is brought to the level of ministerial meeting. Spokesman of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Armanata Kristiawan Nasir, told media at the Jakarta Convention Center that all delegates of senior official meeting SOM agreed the draft content of declaration on Palestine because they have no additional issues. All issues related to the Palestinian declaration has been adopted by senior official meeting since there have no additional issues. The main purpose of Palestinian declaration is to emphasize Asian-African countries toward the process of effort to gain freedom for Palestine. Previously, Armanata Nasir mentioned on Sunday, April 19th evening, although all delegates of senior official meeting have agreed on the draft of Declaration of Palestine, it is not similar thing to the draft of Bandung Message, a new Asian-African strategic partnership that experienced many changes. According to Armanata Nasir, the most major changes occurred in the Bandung Message draft content, and the new Asian-African strategic partnership is on the sentence in a few paragraphs and also sharpening of substance. This news comes to you from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Iraqi Foreign Minister Ibrahim Al-Jafari has invited Indonesia to join International Anti-Terrorism Coalition. Jafari said during the Asian-African Senior Official Meeting in Jakarta on Sunday that the possibility to enhance economic cooperation about Indonesia. Jafar also said that firstly, the cooperation with Indonesia that needs improvement is economic cooperation. He added that cooperation in multi-field, especially in economy, could be initiated by both countries with Indonesia as the producing country. The 60th commemoration of the Asia-Africa Conference is held in Jakarta and Bandung on April 19th to 24th and will be attended by 32 heads of states and 86 state representatives, including from China, North Korea, Iran, Myanmar, Sudan, Egypt, and Palestine. Bank Indonesia has said that Indonesia's trade balance, which recorded a $2.43 billion surplus in the first 3 months of 2015, will lead the country's current account deficit to be lower than expected. The central bank predicts that in the first quarter of 2015, Indonesia's current account deficit will stand at 1.6% of gross domestic product, GDP, lower than its initial forecast of between 1.8 and 2%. Bank Indonesia's Monetary and Economic Policy Department Executive Director, J. Yuda Agung said that Indonesia's economic activities had remained low in the first quarter of this year, meaning its income balance would be also lower than initially predicted. Yuda went on that in the second quarter of this year, the country's current account deficit would increase as the government's infrastructure projects had begun, leading to increases in import and repatriation of dividends or asset outflows starting in June. The last item. Hundreds of domestic and foreign travel agents are spending their time in Lombok since Sunday, April 19, 2015, to attend Lombok Travel Mart 2, held by the West Nusa Tenggara NTB chapter of the Indonesian Association of Tourism Employers, the Regional Tourism Promotion Agency, and the West Nusa Tenggara chapter of the Indonesian Hotel and Restaurant Association. The travel agents, including those from Malaysia, Thailand, and Indonesia, met with 47 tourism business owners in NTB or West Nusa Tenggara to be offered tourism packages. Jasnawati Wirajagat, the chairman of the ASPI NTB chapter, said his institution was ready to achieve 40% of the projected 2 million visits to West Nusa Tenggara this year. According to Jagat, West Nusa Tenggara has gained popularity in Malaysia since direct flights from Kuala Lumpur and Johor to West Nusa Tenggara have been available. West Nusa Tenggara Tourism Agency, BPBD, head Taufan Rahmadi said, similar promotions will be held for travel agents from China, Korea, and the Middle East. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian government to boost regional partnership through Grow Asia Forum. Disturbances make President Zuma cancel his presence at the Asian African Conference. New Asian African Strategic Partnership is a new window for Asia Africa countries. That was the news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with commentary, and today's commentary is on Food Mafia, Was It the Solution? Less than 2 months away, Muslims around the world, including in Indonesia, will be observing the fasting month of Ramadan, which is followed by celebrating Idul Fitri. The most important holiday in Indonesia, a country with the biggest Muslim population in the world. As happened in the past, the start of the holy month of Ramadan is usually followed by rising prices of essential commodities, particularly food, especially when it is closer to the Idul Fitri day. This phenomenon is repeated from year to year as has become a tradition, and as usual, it is the poor that would feel the impact. What is actually happening in this country? Apparently, one of the causes of this phenomenon is the existence of the so-called food mafia who always want to take advantage or profit as much as possible. They are not the wholesalers that control major food commodity prices, particularly towards the celebration of religious holidays. Ngadiran, Secretary General of the Indonesian Market Traders Association, states that, in fact, there are already some existing food regulations aimed at protecting farmers and consumers. But this association has not been able to cope with the soaring prices of major food commodities, although it has been stated that there are adequate stocks. Meanwhile, Natsir Mansur, Vice Chairman of the Chamber of Commerce and Industry of the Disadvantaged Region Empowerment Sector, said lack of action against the food mafia that often accumulate goods, even exported and manipulate major food prices, has caused uncontrollable food prices. And Natsir expects the government to protect strategic food commodities, meat. Availability of food is often scarce while demand increases at certain times, forcing the government to import the commodity. In response to this problem, Trade Minister Rahmat Gobel promised on the establishment and storage of basic commodities. The goal is, of course, to protect consumers and farmers from price manipulation and imported commodities invasion, which are the act of food mafia. These regulations, if forthcoming and realized, is very promising and will calm the people. Actually, according to Suroto, an observer of the Strategic Socioeconomic Cadres Association, cooperatives have the potentials to combat food mafia. So far, cooperatives are considered as small and weak, whereas actually they have many advantages. Among others, the terms of ownership, which is the hands of the members, and this could be anyone. One of the benefits of cooperatives can be seen in Singapore. In this island country, NTUC Fair Price Cooperative's retail market share has reached 62%. The cooperatives, which has 500 members, can resist the mafia cartels and suppress food price increases caused by inflation. Peoples are waiting for the issuance and realization of a presidential decree on major food control so that food will be available at any time at a price that is stable, not fluctuating at certain times. Of course, optimizing the cooperative's function can also be tried to combat rogue businessmen who are food mafia. Well, that was commentary today on food mafia. What is the solution? I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, meet again with me, Ani Hasana, in our regular Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We start from an event on April 20, 1902, when Pierre Curie and his wife invented radium. On April 20, 1902, Pierre Curie and his wife, Marie, two French scientists, managed to isolate the radioactive substance called radium. 4 years earlier, in their study of pitch blende, the couple discovered radium and polonium existence, and it took 4 years to isolate uranium from these substances. A year later, the Curies shared the Nobel Prize with a French physicist named Henri Becquerel up their research on radioactivity. And the next event was in 1999 when a massacre at Columbine High School occurred. On April 20, 1999, two teenage students of Columbine High School in the town of Littleton, Colorado, United States, shot their own friends. The school shooting killed 12 students and a teacher and wounded 23 others. Then the two students named Eric Harris and Dylan Klebert shot themselves to death. The murder committed by the students of the school is one among many other similar incidents in the United States and leads to conflicts in the community over the law of armed freedom in their country. And we end today in history with an event that occurred on April 20, 1999, when the city of Dumai in Riau province was inaugurated as an autonomous municipality. Dumai is a city in Riau province, Indonesia, about 188 kilometers from Pekanbaru, the capital city of the province. Currently, Dumai city is the second largest city in the province of Riau, but earlier it was a small hamlet on the east coast of Riau province. It was inaugurated as a city on April 20, 1999 by Law No. 16 of year 1999, having previously had a town administrative in Bengkalis Regency. At its inception, the city only consisted of 3 districts, 13 villages, and 9 villages with a population of just 15,000 699 souls with density 83.85 per square kilometer. And listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with today's headlines of newspaper published in Jakarta, April 20, 2015. We start from Kompas Daily, which writes, chaos in subsidized fertilizer continues. Listener, chaos in subsidized fertilizer is a repeated problem prior to the planting season. Without a comprehensive commitment from all parties, it is feared that the scarcity of subsidized fertilizer could threaten food production targets. Officials in the area are more focused and intense in political affairs than on the food, so that the conditions in the field of agriculture are increasingly fragile and receive much of the attention. All the factors become the base of the sharp gap between the real needs of the proposals submitted by the farmer groups in realization of subsidized fertilizer allocation determined by the government. Its Java governor admitted that shortage of subsidized fertilizer and the low allocation from the central government are classical problems that occur for many years. Additional quota is difficult due to authority of the Ministry of Agriculture and budget constraints. Meanwhile, Koran Tempo writes, Asian-African conference highlights radicalism and Middle East conflict. The countries of Asia and Africa to discuss the issue of radicalism that recently erupted and the importance of security in the Middle East in the high-level meeting on the Asian-African officials that was opened yesterday. Iraqi Foreign Minister Ibrahim Al-Jaafar at the Jakarta Convention Center in Jakarta yesterday said, it is trying to create cooperation in the field of counter-terrorism to face major challenges, in addition to the problem of radicalism, which is included in Bandung Message 2015, two other documents to be discussed are Asia-Africa New Strategic Partnership and the Declaration of Palestine, agreed at the meeting of high-level officials of ASEAN-African Conference yesterday. Media Indonesia writes, Asia-Africa needed to strengthen the commitment and partnership to raise the dignity of the whole nation in the region of the continent. This message is strengthened on the sidelines of the 60th commemoration of the Asian-African Conference, which began yesterday. Some circles also encourage the strengthening of this commitment resulted in solidarity in together to improve the position of the nations of Asia and Africa in the middle of market dominance and developed countries. An international observer from the University of Indonesia, Hikmahanto Juwana, for example, saw Indonesia should initiate the spirit of Asian African nation to be free from dependence on Western economic institutions. If possible, the Asian African nations could shape their own economic institutions to help member states solve the problem. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi opened the conference on South-South and Triangular on the first day of the 60th commemoration of Asia-Africa Conference at the Jakarta Convention Center GCC yesterday. South-South cooperation, according to the Foreign Minister, became an integral part of Asian countries and also African countries. Retno added, Indonesia has conducted more than 400 programs in strengthening the technical capacity of the countries of Asia and Africa. Such programs include education, agriculture, fisheries, democratization, good governance, and disaster risk management. And listener, we end today's headlines with Republika Daily, which writes, Save Competition. The freezing of Indonesian Football Association PSSI by the Minister of Youth and Sports, Imam Nahrawi, is considered positive. Following the freezing, the government is urged to ensure the sustainability of national football competitions and national team football participation in the international events. General Chairman of Persib Bandung Supporters Viking, Heru Joko, believes the freezing will have a positive impact for the football improvement. However, according to Heru, the government supervision after the freezing of PSSI becomes increasingly crucial. He also called on the government to ensure that football no longer has no particular interest. And listener, that was headlines.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, wherever you are, here is our news in brief. Indonesia, along with several countries, decided to increase its regional partnership through the Grow Asia Forum that involves 150 officials from ASEAN member states, global and regional sectors, organizations and international donors, farmer organizations and academic research institutions. The disturbances in the country have made South African president to cancel his attendance in the Asian African Conference in Jakarta, Indonesia. New Asian African strategic partnership will open new opportunity for cooperation among Asian African countries. This was conveyed by Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno LP Marsudi in his remark at the opening ceremony of the 60th anniversary of Asian African Conference on Monday in Jakarta. All delegates of the senior official meeting have agreed on the draft content of declaration on Palestine before it is brought to the level of ministerial meeting. Spokesman of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Armanata Kristiawan Nasir, told media at the Jakarta Convention Center that all delegates of senior official meeting, SOM, agreed the draft content of declaration on Palestine because there have no additional issues. Iraqi Foreign Minister Ibrahim Al-Jafari has invited Indonesia to join the International Anti-Terrorism Coalition. Bank Indonesia has said that Indonesia's trade balance, which recorded a $2.43 billion surplus in the first 3 months of 2015, will lead the country's current account deficit to be lower than expected. Hundreds of domestic and foreign travel agents are spending their time in Lombok since Sunday, April 19, 2015, to attend Lombok Travel Mart 2, held by the West Nusa Tenggara chapter of the Indonesian Association of Tourism Employers, the Regional Tourism Promotion Agency, and the West Nusa Tenggara chapter of the Indonesian Hotel and Restaurant Association. That was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, as well as arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. I'm Steve. In today's edition, I will introduce you to the Anggang dance from East Kalimantan. Stay tuned. On April 27th to 30th, Sekar Nusa Jakarta community will hold an East Kalimantan Sedaya Cultural Week at the National Museum in Jakarta. This event is held to commemorate the 237th anniversary of the National Museum. Sedaya Cultural Week 2015 will involve around 1,000 students from 20 elementary schools in Jakarta, Bogor, Tangerang, Bekasi Daya Cultural Week 2015 will involve around 1,000 students from 20 elementary schools in Jakarta, Bogor, Tangerang, Bekasi, and Depok to introduce and to educate and also to instill love on the archipelagic culture. In this event, the participants will be introduced to the various arts and cultures of Dayak, the original tribe of Kalimantan, and one of them is Enggang Dance. Enggang Bird Dance is a dance of Dayak Kenyah of East Kalimantan Province. This dance must be performed in every traditional ceremony of Dayak Kenyah. This dance describes the daily life of Enggang Bird. According to a belief of Dayak Kenyah, their ancestors came from the sky and went down to the earth like Enggang Bird. So, Dayak Kenyah people really honor the Enggang birds so that the Enggang dance can be meant as a tribute to Dayak Kenyah ancestors. Besides that, there are some people who have opinions that the Enggang bird dance is a symbol of Dayak community displacement from one place to another in groups because Dayak in the past lived as a nomadic life. Enggang dance is performed by young women of Dayak Kenyah tribe. When dancing, they wear accessories with Enggang bird motifs on their hats and also big earrings. Not only that, they also hold Enggang bird's feathers. The dance, accompanied by the traditional musical instrument, namely sampe, gendang, and gong. Sampe is Dayak typical stringed instrument. Besides being a compulsory dance on Dayak traditional ceremonies, Enggang dance is often performed to welcome the guests. Listener, Enggang dance movement use basic movement of the Enggang birds. The concept of the movements are categorized into three main movements, namely nganjat, ngasai, and purak bari. Nganjat is a typical movement of Dayak dance like ivory Enggang bird which opens and closes its wings. This movement symbolizes beautiful movement of Dayak dancers. Ngasai is a movement like an Enggang bird during their flight. And then the last, purak bari, a basic movement which shows migration movement. In its development, there is a new creation of Enggang dance, but it cannot be separated from the meaning and the philosophy in the Enggang dance. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Thank you very much for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Menonton Pameran, or in English means watching the exhibition. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to vocabulary and expression that related to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice, slowly, and you can repeat after me. Menonton. Menonton, which means watching. Pameran. Pameran, which means exhibition. Kesenian. Kesenian, which means art. Dua minggu, which means 2 weeks. Belum punya, which means do not have. Waktu luang, which means spare time. Besok, which means tomorrow. Pergi, which means go. Bersama, which means together. Sekarang, which means now. Ide, which means idea. Makan siang, which means lunch. Di dekat, which means near. Tempat, which means place. Cafe, which means cafe. Ayam panggang, which means grilled chicken. Salad buah, which means fruit salad. Berangkat, which means leave. Now we give you an example of conversation entitled Menonton Pameran, or in English means watching the exhibition. The conversation is between A. Tono and B. Budi at the office. A. Tono, apakah kamu sudah menonton pameran kesenian? Apakah kamu sudah menonton pameran kesenian? Which means, have you watched art exhibition? Pameran itu diadakan selama 2 minggu. Pameran itu diadakan selama 2 minggu, which means the exhibition is held for 2 weeks. B. Budi. Belum, which means no, not yet. Kamu bagaimana, which means how about you? A. Tono, Aku belum punya waktu luang, which means I have no spare time. Bagaimana kalau besok, which means maybe tomorrow kita bisa pergi bersama, which means we can go together. B. Tono, Sekarang kita ada waktu luang, which means now we have spare time. Bagaimana kalau kita pergi sekarang, which means why don't we go now? A. Tono, Itu ide bagus. Itu ide bagus, which means that's a good idea. Tapi kita harus makan siang dulu. Tapi kita harus makan siang dulu, which means but we should get lunch first. B. Budi. Benar sekali. Benar sekali, which means alright. Kamu mau makan apa? Kamu mau makan apa? Which means what would you like to eat? A. Tono. Di dekat tempat pameran ada kafe. Di dekat tempat pameran ada kafe, which means there is a cafe near the exhibition. Aku ingin makan ayam panggang dan salad buah. Aku ingin makan ayam panggang dan salad buah, which means I want to eat grilled chicken and fruit salad. B. Budi. Mari kita berangkat sekarang. Mari kita berangkat sekarang, which means let's go now or let us go now. That was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thanks for your attention. See you and sampai jumpa. Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome with me, Daulat Panai, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, I will introduce you to the Indonesian keroncong music, and today I will introduce you to Indonesian keroncong music sung by an Indonesian female keroncong singer, Ipuk. Well, listener, now listen to the song entitled Merah Delima by Ipuk. Merah Delima song tells about someone who keeps a gift, a ruby ring. The ring on the finger is a symbol of love that is worn until the end of the lover's life. Although it is not made of diamonds, but it is priceless. The song, composed by Sapari, is sung by Ipuk with a melodious voice. As Kroncong in general, melodious rhythm is quite thick, as well as the message conveyed in the poem. This song is also sung by Kroncong singer Sundari Sukojo. Well, listener, now let's listen to the next song, Melati Pesanku by Ipuk. Here is the song.
Melati putih ku tabur.
Melati Pesanku's song contains a message of honor to a hero. Despite of her love, she let her lover went to the front line and gave the best look as white as the color of Melati or Jasmine. This song was composed by Sutejo. In the struggle for Indonesian independence, keroncong music got pretty special place in the hearts of the people of Indonesia. At that time, in addition to the theme of love, heroism and nationalism themed songs were created by music artists. Even so, the message is not cracked by the passage of time. Ipuk's melodious voice makes the song seem to bring us back to the era of the ancient heroes. Well, listener, to conclude our musical program for today, now let's listen to the last two songs entitled Tanah Airku and Suara Baru. Here are the songs.
Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.